Can you comment on Hal Burstein's presentation of the metronomic approach with bevacizumab using cyclophosphamide and methotrexate orally?
I think that was a very interesting study. I don't think it's strong enough to affect practice at this point. This was a study based on the theory that low doses given in a continual or metronomic fashion that theoretically might target the endothelial cells and have an anti-angiogenic effect might be effective, and then now combining it with bevacizumab might even be more effective. And in fact, he did show that there was a small number of responses, too small to even continue the trial when it was given without bevacizumab, but with bevacizumab, they did see some responses. Now, I wasn't that impressed with the overall results because they really only included patients that had one prior chemotherapy. They didn't look at the kind of refractory patients that we think metronomic therapy might be good for. I mean, these patients ended up being reasonably pretreated because it turns out that many of them had had anthracyclines and taxanes, but still, they had only had one prior therapy for metastatic disease, and we have many other drugs that we use in that setting. So I think it's an intriguing idea. It certainly seems to be non-toxic, you know, the cyclophosphamide 50 a day and methotrexate 2.5 milligrams twice a day, twice a week. That seems pretty reasonable. So I think it needs further study. What I'd like to see is the metronomic approaches done in more refractory disease where we're really running out of options. Those are the kinds of patients that I think we should look at.
Would you consider using that regimen in a patient like that with late-line disease?
Yes, I have. Sometimes you're out of regimens and you think of something metronomic because they've seen everything. So you use something like VP16 or low-dose cyclophosphamide. Methotrexate's a drug that many patients have never seen and never gets used until later on. Now, I will say that metronomic therapy in earlier line is a reasonable thing if you have someone with a lot of comorbid illness. So I think one area that I might use it earlier would be in either an elderly patient that had other comorbidities or a younger patient that had, for example, some type of organ dysfunction. You have to be careful with methotrexate, of course, because you have to have normal renal function. You know, you do have to be careful with that drug, hepatic function. But still, I think that it definitely is worth exploring more. I'd like to see some correlative studies to see if, in fact, the theory behind metronomic treatment is correct. Does it affect the vasculature? We have some interesting tools now that allow us to look at this in patients, and I think it'd be nice to have some science behind this.